Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Episode of the Ethos Lakers podcast. I'm your host for this solo edition, JC DeLeon. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at JC DeLeon1. You can follow the show on those same platforms at Ethos Lakers, and there's at JC DeLeon1 there at the bottom. Really great show for y'all tonight. The main focus of today's episode is going to be a key word, and that word is perspective. Perspective. Now, are the Lakers underachieving based on whatever expectations we had coming into the season? Obviously. The minimum expectation I had for the Lakers coming in was we were looking at a 6 seed to avoid the play-in. Every year since LeBron James has been a Laker has been a play-in year, except for the one season in which the Lakers completely missed the playoffs. The Lakers have yet to secure a playoff spot legitimately. They have to keep winning in the play-in tournament in order to get into the playoffs, and that's a little frustrating. But this season, more than any, I think you should add a little perspective to that. And here is what I mean. So, taking a look at the Eastern Conference, so 9 games separate the Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks. Almost 11 games separate the number one Nuggets and the number 9 Los Angeles Lakers. The West is extremely competitive. Oklahoma City, I think, is way ahead of schedule. Way ahead of schedule, and they have a lot of young talent. A lot of young talent that they're not going to be able to keep, and so some of that talent is going to end up getting dispersed throughout the league at some point very soon. Minnesota, I think, is overachieving a little bit, but when you think about the fact that Zion is finally healthy and Zion is playing the way he looks like he was playing the way he was in high school, which is the Zion that I've always wanted to see, frankly. We'll cut that. The Clippers, we knew were always going to be good, and they were struggling when James Harden first got there, and now the Clippers are legitimately good. But I do think the Lakers match up well with them. Sacramento was hovering around this 8-9-10 range, and they're starting to kind of look like the team that they were last year. And so for them to be hovering around 6 is kind of where you'd like to see the Lakers be. and there's three games left. They're three games behind, but the Lakers are, as you could see, I'm really bad at math. What is that? 71 games. Yeah, that's, there's not a lot of time left to try to make up those three games. The Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets. This is the most intriguing part of the playoff picture. So the good news for the Lakers is when you add perspective, when you think about the times that the Lakers have played really well, they've looked like they can dominate pretty much anyone on any given night. That's all fantastic. And against the Pacers the other night, we're going to look at that box score in a second. The Lakers dropped 150 points. So perspective is a wonderful thing. Three games basically separate the Lakers all the way up to that sixth seed. So, I mean, at this point, a sixth seed is possible. It's not likely. I think Dallas is playing extremely well. Luka is playing out of his goddamn mind right now. Phoenix is playing really well, although they lost to the Spurs last night, which is helpful. But, I mean, luckily for the Lakers, there is that three-game gap between the Warriors and the Rockets. And so, like, we're just going to go ahead and let the Rockets and the Warriors kind of duke it out for that 10th spot. Hopefully the Lakers can remain in that 9th seed. Maybe they can go up to the 6th. That's really about all you can hope for. But let's take a look at what the Lakers have got going on. Lately. So it's been a little while since we recorded. And I talked about this 150-point win. Lakers, as you can see, have won three in a row.
All right, you guys, let's listen up. We won a game yesterday. And if we win one today, that's two in a row. We win one tomorrow, that's called a winning streak. It has happened before. So let's see some hustle. Let's jack it up a little. I got a feeling things are about to turn around for us.
That's right, Coach Lou. That is a winning streak, and it has happened before. They've won not just, you know, three in a row. They've won three out of their last five. You can extrapolate that to five out of their last seven. They've got the Milwaukee Bucks, which is going to be a tough matchup coming up. They've got the Grizzlies, which should be a win. They've got the Pacers, who they just dropped 150 on. The Brooklyn Nets should be a win. The Toronto Raptors should be a win. The Wizards should be a win. So of this six-game road trip, you really, best scenario, you're hoping for five wins out of this six games. LeBron James is not playing against the Milwaukee Bucks, and so that is going to present a little bit of a problem. And if you're going to drop one of these six, it would be this one to the Milwaukee Bucks, who are one of the best teams in the East. But Memphis, you should easily beat. Indiana might be tough. It was a close game with them, but you did drop 150 points. Brooklyn is going to be an interesting matchup because, actually, let's talk about Brooklyn for a little bit. I am someone who, I really appreciated Dennis Schroeder's run as a Laker last year. And I was really hoping to see Dennis Schroeder come back as a Laker this year. Well, D'Angelo Russell, and say what you will about how he's played this season, I think he's played fantastic. I frankly would have wanted to see how he would have gotten along with Dennis Schroeder, but D'Angelo Russell, being who he is, kind of alluded to the fact that maybe things weren't so rosy between him and Dennis Schroeder. And so, yeah, it seems obvious now that Dennis Schroeder was never going to come back to the Lakers, regardless of the relationship that he had with Darvin Ham. Dennis Schroeder and D'Angelo have been talking to each other through social media, as players are wont to do these days. And so that's going to be an interesting matchup. Toronto is going to be an interesting matchup only in the sense of they have a little bit of a controversy going on amongst their team. The brother of Michael Porter Jr., Jonte Porter, is currently embroiled in a gambling scandal. He has had some suspicious box scores in which unders have hit at a pretty wealthy rate. People have gotten rich off of his unders, and The NBA wants to know why. The Wizards should obviously be a win. The Cavaliers, Donovan Mitchell is going to be out for some time. He might miss this game. You've got a couple of tough matchups between the Timberwolves and the Warriors. That's going to be a tough one because of playoff positioning. Then you finish on the road with an easy one against the Memphis Grizzlies. And depending on where the Pelicans are going to be seated, this could be a rest game for the Pelicans. You never quite know what that final game is going to be. So that being said, let's go ahead and take a look at the box score of some of these three wins. So you'll notice that the Lakers have been scoring at a really steady clip. They haven't scored less than 100 points really since January. And you're seeing some really, really high scoring games here, which is great. And, you know, that one of the Sacramento was maybe one of the most unfortunate, and it was their lowest scoring of this bunch. But you've got in the 130s, you've got a bunch of games in the 120s. The Lakers can score. That's not a problem. And I think come playoff time, I think that's going to be their saving grace, is the fact that this starting unit really can score. One thing that's been apparent and one thing that's been evident throughout Spencer Dinwiddie's time as a Los Angeles Laker is that he is one of their best on-ball defenders. Now, in this 150-point victory, we're going to go ahead and take a look at this box score here. We will notice that D'Angelo Russell didn't play in this one. He had an unconfirmed non-COVID illness. So Spencer Dinwiddie got the start, played 35 minutes, hit 8 of 11 baskets, 2 for 3 from 3, 8 for 9 free throws, was very aggressive driving to the basket, which is what he does. It's one of the things that he was best in the league at. 5 assists, I think that's going to be one of his best assets. Now, he wasn't a positive in the plus-minus, but he wasn't a negative either, and he finished with 26 points. Didn't lead the game because Anthony Davis had a monstrous game with 36 and 16. Also got 3 assists and 2 blocks. LeBron James has been a facilitator as of late, which is a really good...
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Fine. As the Lakers are making this ramp to the playoffs, you need to be able to rely on the fact that other players besides LeBron need to be able to score. And the way that he's been facilitating that, I think, should instill a little bit of faith in Lakers fans that it's not going to be just LeBron who can score. Austin Reaves has had some really fantastic games as of late, and in this game was no exception. Shot 6 of 13, played 37 minutes, shot 2 for 5 from 3, 5 rebounds, 8 assists, 25 points for Austin Reaves. Rui is still, he's still a little Jekyll and Hyde-ish when it comes to his offensive production. You would like him to be a little bit more consistent. But one thing I do like about Rui is he's still pretty reliable on hitting timely threes. Now, 1 for 4 is not ideal, but chances are, if I remember this correctly, it's a pretty timely three. And he's always good for between 5 and 7 rebounds, which is good. And he even blocked a shot. This is kind of where the Lakers are going to need to, you know, perform better. That the depthness of this team and that bench got shallow really quickly. Cam Reddish is finally back from injury. If Cam Reddish didn't come back in this game, it would have been bad news for the Lakers because he would have been left with Taurean Prince, Max Christie, Jackson Hayes. Skylar Mays has proven to be an interesting player. He's definitely not ready to compete at a consistent level, but he's interesting. He's very interesting. And he's skilled. With the revelation that Spencer Dinwiddie is such a great defensive player, you figure once D'Angelo Russell comes back to the starting lineup, Spencer Dinwiddie will come off the bench again. And once Jared Vanderbilt is healthy, then you're looking at the bench unit of the Lakers' focus being on defense. And when you pair up Spencer Dinwiddie and Jared Vanderbilt and their defensive abilities with Anthony Davis, because Anthony Davis plays with the second unit a lot, that's really great. Jackson Hayes is an effective rim protector, although he doesn't get a lot of blocks, but he's just a deterrent. And the second unit is going to have to hang their hat on defense and three-point shooting, which luckily Taurean Prince can do, luckily Max Christie can do, and luckily Cam Reddish can do. So, perspective is kind of the name of the game for the Lakers right now. And I think, given some perspective, this is a capable team of performing well in the playoffs. And what that means to you may mean something completely different to me. It may mean something completely different to Ethan. It may mean something completely different to Dan. It's really hard to say. But one thing remains clear is that this team still needs some work. This does not separate. Actually, it does separate offensive rebounds. So one of the things that the Lakers still need to work on, they still give up a ton of offensive rebounds. 4 offensive rebounds for Pascal Siakam is unacceptable. Tyrese Halliburton got an offensive rebound. Aaron Nesmith got an offensive rebound. Offensive rebounds just keep happening to this team, and it's really an unfortunate circumstance. Let's look at the Philadelphia 76ers. I'm pretty certain that there's going to be some of that going on here as well. Offensive rebounds, 2 for Tobias Harris, 2 for Kelly Oubre, 4 off the bench for Paul Reed. Like, everyone on this team, with the exception of Buddy Hield, Cameron Payne, and Tyrese Maxey, got an offensive rebound. That's inexcusable. It's inexcusable. The Lakers need to figure that shit out. And this is in games that they won. 136-105 over the Atlanta Hawks. 2 offensive rebounds to Jalen Johnson, 1 to DeJounte Murray, 1 to Bogdan Bogdanovic, 4 for Clint Capella, which is what Clint Capella does. But, I mean, that's way too many offensive rebounds. Even off the bench, giving up 4 offensive rebounds off the bench, like, that's just not, you can't do that. The Lakers need to fix that, which is obviously their biggest issue that they need to fix. And, you know, whether or not this ended up being a loss to the Warriors, and same thing here, Draymond Green got a couple of offensive rebounds. Pajemski, he had 3. Andrew Wiggins had 3. Like, Warriors only played 9 guys this game. The offensive rebound needs to be the offensive rebound needs rebounding needs to be figured out by this Lakers team. And it needs to be figured out quick. That's definitely going to be the biggest Achilles heel to success for this team, because so many times, even in wins, so many times the Lakers have momentum going and they're trying to blow this game out and they give up an offensive rebound and the other team just manages to kind of squeak back in. And it's been really, really frustrating. But we're going to pivot to what else is going on in the world of the Lakers, and we're going to pivot to something that LeBron James has been up to. So LeBron James has started a new podcast called Mind the Game with J.J. Redick. A few months ago, J.J. Redick, he caused a stir online when he, you know, said some things about Doc Rivers, and people kind of ran with it, and the storylines and, you know, drama, all this good stuff, all the stuff that kind of happens with, you know, NBA drama nowadays. And he also, he came out of that controversy. J.J. Redick said that NBA fans would rather watch, you know, a story about some kind of drama that'll get, you know, 900,000 clicks versus analysis on Zion Williamson being healthy this year. And that's only going to get 50,000 clicks. Well, LeBron James obviously saw that, and he got together with J.J. Redick, and they have an idea for a podcast where they only talk about the pureness of the game. Now, I'll be honest and admit, Mind the Game has, and as I say this, keep in mind that, you know, let me finish what I'm saying. Mind the Game has almost no entertainment value to it. It is very inside basketball. But if you love basketball the way I do, if you love basketball the way I know a lot of people do, like, it's easy to get swept up in the drama and the who said this and the Kendrick Perkins and whatever it is that he does and Stephen A. Smith and whatever it is that he does. It's easy to get swept up into that. And, you know, I love the drama too sometimes. But I grew up loving this sport. Before the internet, all I had was my love of the game and my yearning to understand it better. And that's exactly what this podcast does. This podcast will teach you terminology. It'll teach you the offensive plays. It'll teach you the way LeBron actually thinks, which is crazy because he's got an amazing mind. And I've always wanted, and you've even heard me say on this podcast, I've always wanted to see J.J. Redick be LeBron James's teammate on the basketball court. And this is the second best thing. Mind the Game is such an interesting, well-made podcast. It's brand new. They're starting it very organically. They didn't even film the first episode in a studio. They filmed it in the back of some kind of warehouse. They don't have advertising yet. They're going about it completely organically. And I can't wait to see what they do with it and who they talk to and how they really teach people the game. But with that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed the recap of the playoff situation. I hope you guys tune in to tonight's game versus the Milwaukee Bucks. First night of a back-to-back. So LeBron's not playing tonight. He'll probably play tomorrow versus Memphis. Just look forward to that. Look forward to the Lakers continuing this momentum. They've got to get separation from the Warriors, and they've got to try to close that gap between the Kings. So six is still unlikely, but it's possible. So pay attention to Trevor Lane. Trevor Lane at Trevor Lane. Every day he posts what Lakers fans should be rooting for when it comes to who we want to win, who we want to lose. Always want the Celtics to lose. But yeah, keep an eye on that. And until next time, follow the show at Ethos Lakers on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. You can follow me on those same platforms at JCDeLeon1. Until next time, we are out.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.